Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spira. Maseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Rabbi Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
Bava Basra da pei beis. The Gemara goes on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that a kohen shtei ilonis sechsod shachaver areiza loy kona karka. And the Gemara says that a oylo min hageza shaloi umin hashroshim shalbala karka. That if a tree comes out of the two trees that he bought, there's another tree that comes out of one tree, branches off and becomes the two trees. The halacha is that whatever comes out from the geza, what comes out from the tree, it goes to him. Whatever comes out to the shroshim, that goes to the baal karka. It doesn't go to the kaida, that does not go to the lekeach, and the baal oilomis. So the Gemara says that what is heichidom min hageza, heichidom min hashroshim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol sheroya pnei hacham ozeo min hageza, v'she'ina roya pnei hacham ozeo min hashroshim. That whatever is overground, which is roya pnei hacham, anything that comes from there, that goes to the lekeach. Anything that ain't roya pnei hacham, that's underground, that's called from the shroshim. So the Gemara has a kasha of aleichu shtuma maska aras certain, that we should be choshish that maybe, as the time goes on, the karka will shift. Some karka will go onto these trees. For amalei tlosa zavirasli, the isliara. The halacha is that somebody that buys three trees gets karka, and he'll taina, and the lekeach will taina that you sold me three trees. Since we're allowing him to have the oyla min hageza, whatever comes, if another tree branches out of his one of his two trees, the halacha is that he could keep that geza, that tree that branches off from the geza. So maybe the ground will shift. Some ground will cover up the bottom of the tree, and now it'll look like there's three trees coming up from the karka. And the Gemara later on, Daf Pei Gimel, says that even though it's one big tree, even though these two trees are one big tree, as long as they come up from the karka, they're two, they're separate, since the karka is covering it. Had he ever bought it in that situation, that there was already karka covering up, and they come out of the ground separately, he ever would be kind of karka. So would it be an eitzav just for the moicher to go and dig on the ground and show him that really it's one big tree? Because Eidechanami, if even one big tree, if it has three different, the Gemara Daf Pei Gimel Beis later on says, if it has three different, comes up from the ground in three different places, the halacha is he's kind of karka. So ask the Gemara, how could we allow the lekeach to keep this oilam and ageza? It could come out that he could cheat the moicher, he could come and tie it to the moicher, and that he bought karka. So that answers the Gemara. El Amar Rav Nachman Yikaitz v'chein Amar Rav Yechiel Yikaitz. The Eidech Hanami, the tree belongs to him, but he has to cut it. He's not allowed. We don't allow him to keep it. Because if he's going to keep it, we're choishes that maybe at the end, after many years, he might come along and taina that the karka belongs to him. So therefore, we say you could keep the tree. The tree belongs to you, but you have to cut it. You can use the wood, but you're not allowed to keep the tree in the ground. And the Ran and the Ritva bring down over here Machlekes Rishonim. What would be the halacha of Ebes if the Aras Maska Sertain and the karka now covers up the trees and the lekeach comes and taitas that this is how I bought it? There's three trees now coming out of the ground. There's one tree and there's another tree that's split off into two. And the Moicha says it's not true. When I sold it to you, the ground level was much lower and Ebes was two. It was only two trees. It was one tree and another tree that was split off into two. I never sold you three separate trees. Who would win the Din Torah? So Pashas said this Gemara would be Mashma, that the Lekeach would win. That's the Chashash. We're worried that the Lekeach will come along and say that really I bought three trees. It's Mashma. The Meicher wouldn't be Nebet over here. The Meicher will lose the Din Torah. And the Ran and the Ritva bring it to Zemachlaikis Rishonim. The Ran brings it to Zemachlaikis. Today it's one Shita the Rishonim hold that the Lekeach is Nebet, and one Shita says that the Meicher is Nebet. If you look at the Rashbam, Rashbam the Ram Maschel Velechosh Zimn in the Maska. The Rashbab says, the Rashbab's Loshan is the Yitu Lekeach Sheish Lekarka, the Yafsid Amoicher. The Loshan of the Rashbab, the Yafsid Amoicher is Mashma, that he Be'ebis will lose the Din Torah. On the Ritva, when he brings out this Machlaikis, he brings it that it's Tolyan Machlaikis at Amabez. It's Tolyan Machlaikis Rabban and Rashba at Amabez. We'll see more about Riches at Amabez. But Akapadim, what the Machlaikis over there is, it's going on the din of the Mishnah. The din of the Mishnah is that when someone is kind of three lonis, the halacha is he's kind of the karka tachteim. He's kind of karka that's under the trees. And now the question is, what's the halacha if after a bunch of years that he's kind of these lonis, the Meicher Kab's log and Tain is that you see that you don't own everything under the trees. When I sold you these trees, the trees, the branches only went 10 amas. Now they grew an extra 5 amas. The branches are 15 amas wide. Really, the trees, when I sold them to you, only 10 amas wide. And therefore, you're only kind of 10 amas worth of karka. You don't have the 15 amas of karka. Because when I sold it to you, it was only 10 amas wide. And the lekeach says, no, I bought it like this. I bought it. It didn't grow since I bought it. I bought it when it's 15 amas wide. So there's a machlokes Rabban. Rabban over there says that the halacha is that the meicher wins. The meicher is the marakama. And therefore, the lekeach is not nemer. Like every single detail we have between a marakama, a meicher, and a lekeach, the halacha is that befrat by karka, the halacha is the meicher wins the detail. It is a din marakama. The marakama wins. It's a suffix. If this extra 5 abbas went into the mechira or did not go into the mechira, so says the Rabban, the meicher is going to be nemer. And the Raj over there brings down the Ramban, and he says that if not for the fact that the Ramban said this, he would say not like that. He would say that since there was Vaday and Mekach over here, Vaday sold the Karka, and he says even though normally if there would be a suffix how much Karka went into a Mekach or not, the Halacha would be like the Ramban, that the Marakama would win, but over here, he says the Eidus of the branches show us that this is what went into the Mekach. Who said we should be misupik that maybe the branches were a little less before? The way we see it, Fanenu, right now, is that this is how the Mekach looks. This is how the trees look. So we assume that this is how the Mekach was, and therefore says the Rashi, if not for the fact that the Rabban said not like this, he would paskin that the Halacha is that the Lekech would do the Torah. But he says, but Svara, the Rashi held that the Halacha over here would be that the Marakaba would not win the Torah, and the Lekech would be able to win the Torah. So the Ritva brings down this Machloikis, and he says that how does the Ramban learn our sugyo? Asked the Ritva, how did he learn what's the Gemara's question over here? Valeichus still maska aras certain. Even if it's maska aras certain, like feed the Ramban, the Marakama wins. Who cares if right now we see that it looks like shleish ilonis? Bishleib the feed the Rajba Svara, that it makes sense. Right now it looks like three ilonis. It looks like he sold him three lotus with karka. The Lekeach comes and says that this is how the Mekach was. This is how it was b'shas the Mekach. He would win the Torah. But the fetus Svaras Ramban, what does the Gemara mean to ask over here? Dilma maska ara certain. Let it be maska ara certain. The Lekeach will bring the Meicher to the Torah. And the Meicher will say that this is, I only sold him two lotus. And he'll be Naman. He's the Marakami. He's the Mochsik. So the Ritva is Masber that the Gemara doesn't mean like it would be Mashman or Ashbam that the Lekeach would be emes win the Torah. But I'll call upon him, the Meicher would have to go to hold the Torah with the Lekeach and Taina that this is not how it was the Chathchila. And that alone, says the Ritva, is a Svara that we shouldn't allow him to keep this Oilam and Ageza because he's going to have a whole tirad of a Torah on his head. He doesn't want to be Mechas with the Lekeach, with Dina Vedaina. In a Chanami, the Meicher will have to end with the Torah because he's the Mochsik. But that alone, that he's going to have to go to the Torah with the Lekeach, is also a reason why we shouldn't allow him to keep this Oilam and Ageza, and that's enough of a reason for a Nachman or a Yechel to say, Yokutz. That's how the Ritva answers this Kasha, how the Ramban is going to learn this Gemara. And if you look at the Ramban, it's very clear in the Ramban that this is how the Ramban learned. We'll see on a base in the Ramban himself, but it sounds like from the Ramban, this is Be'emes how he learned. But if you look at the Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Mechira Perachat Dalad Halacha Hey, he may ask this kasha on the Ramban. He may goes and asks this kasha on the Ramban. Ein Rebbe Kivager and the Agoyis over there on the side of the Mishnah Melech. He's betame on the Mishnah Melech that this is the Naisa. The Rishayim discussed this Naisa. The Mukiyasef already answers. The Mukiyasef says what we said over from the Ritva. But upon him, the Mishnah Melech may ask this kasha on the Ramban. How is the Ramban to learn our Gemara, the feeder Ramban, that any other Meicher wins the Torah? What's the problem of Dilma Mask Aras certain? And he says a different Teretz, and this Teretz is also in the Prisha, Simereish Tezayin, Oizches, also says the same Teretz as the Mishnah Melech. And they say that it's different, the case that the Ramban's discussing, and the case that we're discussing over here. In the case of the Ramban, the Naisa was, if the branches of the tree grows. They say, says the Prisha, says the Mishnah Melech, it's very normal for branches of a tree to grow. And therefore, the Meicher has an amonis to say that even though right now, Befanecha, you see that there's branches over here that look like we sold 15 amas of karka, but he's not meant to say that when I sold you, it was much less, it was only 10 amas. Because it's a very normal thing for Ilonis, the normal Derech of Ilonis is that the branches grow. Masha Eikid says the Mishnah Melech, says the Prisha, and Eres Sugyo, for this whole story that a branch came out of two, there was really two trees, and a oilum and a geza came out, a little one tree branched off, and then the karka covered them over. That's not, it could happen, but it's not a milsa de shchicha enough to say that when we see b'faneidu three ilonis, that we should come along and say that maybe it was really only two, and it's not enough of a suffix to take away from the kan nimtza kan hoya, the matziv shel faneidu right now is that there is three, that wouldn't be enough to take away, and to make enough of a suffix for the moicher, the markama, to win the Torah. So therefore says the Prisha in the Mishnah Melech, that even though there are banan on the beis, but Gabi the din of Karka Tachteim holds that the Moicher would win the Torah, in Er Sugya, possibly the Rabban could be moided to the Sfarat HaRajba, and the Rabban could hold that over here the Lekech would be nemet to say that since right now b'faneinu we see three trees, the Halacha is that the Lekech could be nemet to say that he bought the Karka. Now if you look at the Chedushei Aran and Amud Beis, he also says this Sfarah. He comes to explain the Ramban Shita. The Chedushei Aran says that the reason why the Ramban holds that one is nema to say that the trees grew, he says the Svara is, even though this, he seems that he understands very nicely the Rajba Svara, that right now there's a kan nimtza kan hoya, right now the faneinu, the matzev is that there's three trees, the trees grew, the ilanis grew, and right now we see the branches as much bigger, and therefore we should assume that this is how the Mekach was. What right does the Melech have to taina? It seems like the Ran understands very nicely the Raj B'Svara. And he says, V'tzorichi Yilama, he doesn't understand what's the Pshat in the Ramban. And he says, V'efsher, maybe the Pshat is, Kivin Shan, Nofim, Asuyin Li Godol, Yochel HaMelech Litoin Kein. Since the derech of anofim is to grow, therefore the meicher could tain it. Sounds like from the Ran that he's saying the svara of the prisha and the mishnah melech that even the Ramban that says you go basa muchzik is only in a place where it's a derech, where it's a very normal thing that it should happen, and that's when the Ramban said it. Mashaken and Amud Aleph over here, there wouldn't be to be the Ramban over here. We made it for the Rajba, and it's very meduyik if you look in the Ran by us. He brings the machlekes in our sugya. But he doesn't say, it's not miyachas to the Ramban and the Raj on Amabez. It's very possible because like what the Prisha and the Mishnah Melech are saying, that's what it seems like the Ran himself is saying, they hold that even though on Amabez the Ramban holds that the Meiches Nemon on Amud Aleph, even though he does bring the Machlekes, but he doesn't bring it, that's the Ramban Shita. It's possible that the Ran holds that the Ramban would be Moide over here in this case of Maska Aras Sirtoin, that since it's not such a thing, that over here the Lekeach would be Nemon, like the Teretz of the Prisha and the Mishnah Lamelech. Now in the Etzav Svara of the Rajba, why the Rajba Etzav said he would have argued on the Ramban, you have to understand, what is this Svara of the Rishonim's Lashon is Kanim to Kanoya? This is how we found it. L'chayr, the Ramban's right, there's a Suffolk over here, there's a Torah between the Meicher and Lekeach. L'chayr, the Meicher should win the Torah, the Meicher is the Muchzik, he's the Marakama. Like every single suffix in a Mekach, the Meicher wins. Why over here, what's this svar of Kanimtza Kanhoya that allows the Lekech to keep the Karka that he should be them on in this Torah? So, Be'emes is a sugi of Ksubis, a sugi of Kanimtza Kanhoya, and Dafayin Hei, Dafayin Vav. There's a svar that the Shmaitza says, the Shmaitza Beis, Perek Dalid, he explains, he says that Be'emes, we paskin in Hochem Baman Acharoiv, and Kavuchayim, that Chazaka can't be Maitzi Maman. He comes to understand, what's this, we find in Sugyas that there's a Svar of Kanimtza Kanhoya, these type of Svaris, how would this be enough to be Maitzi Maman? So the Shmaitza is Masber, that the Pshat is, he says, let's say he gives a Moshel, what would be if there's a Mekach, if someone sells someone a Behema, and the person loses the Behema, the Lekech loses the Behema, and he comes to the Torah with the Meicher and he says that I want my money back. Why do I want my money back? Because I think maybe the behemoth was a treifa. Bring me a ride, the behemoth wasn't a treifa. Says the Shmaitzer, how do you know the behemoth is not a treifa? Because of a chazaka, because of a roiv, there's a svar, it's not a treifa. So says the Shmaitzer, very nice, but in Hochem Mamanach a roiv, how can you make the Lekech pay for the Mekach? Why can't the Lekech come in and say that maybe he's a treifa? So says the Shmaitzer, the reason is because we don't have any tzad that it's a treifa. We don't have any mokim l'sapik b'chlal. It has to be a mokim l'sapik, and then if it's a mokim l'sapik, so then we have to have a din Torah, and we can have a chazaka that says one way, a roiv that says one way, and then we have to dan that maybe that's not enough to be Maitzi Mamon. But when we don't have any makabah safik b'chlal, if the matzah that we see b'faneinu, we saw a mekach of a behemah, we have no reason to believe it's a mekach tois, we have no reason to believe it's a treifa, so then says the shmaitzah, then we could be mighty mammon. And there's no problem to be mighty mammon. So you could say that that's the svara that we're saying in our sugya also. This is the svara saraj. But right now, if we had a mekach on karka. We sold the karka. And we just have a suffix. We have a suffix now. Maybe even though the faneinu right now, we see that the branches go there. Maybe b'shas the mekach, the branches weren't there. Says the Rashi, maybe that's not a makam l'sapik. It's not enough of a makam to give us a makam suffix that we should be able to say that the meicher should win because of marakama. That we should say we can't be mitzi malam from the meicher. There's a svar to say kanipzik anoya that Bezin sees right now. They cut meicher and lekeach up the Bezin, and we see the trees as they are. As they are, there's no makam l'chal to be m'sapik. That maybe it wasn't like this b'shas the mekach. One aura, maybe the makam laden, even the Rashi on Amud Beis, maybe is made over here on Amud Aleph. It's on Amud Beis. We were talking about a case where we sold the karka. There were three trees, and he sold karka. The question just is, how far did the branches go? How much karka went into the mekach? Masha'egin over here, we have a tzafik b'chlal. Were there two ilanas in the mekach, or were there three ilanas in the mekach? How many ilanas did he sell? Was this really two trees or three trees? Did he b'chlal became a karka? Maybe in a suffix, b'chlal, if there was a kinyan karka, not a kinyan karka, maybe over there would be a svar that maybe even the Rashba can be mighty to the Ramban that the Meicha would win. L'chayr, the feet of svar we just said over from the Shmaita, it shouldn't make any difference, but maybe there's a makam l'chalik, the tzarechian. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara brings down a memo from Nachman. Nachman wasn't so clear what the memo was. The lashon of our Nachman is, Amar Nachman naktinon, we hold Dekel in the Geza. Dekel doesn't have Geza. And the Gemara brings the Machlekes of Zvid and Rapop exactly what the Mechuvin of Rav Nachman was. And there's a lot of Pshatim in the Rishonim what Rav Zvid meant. And what was the Kasha on Rav Zvid and what's the Gemara's Teretz. On the page itself, there's a Pirush HaRashbam and there's three other Pshatim in Tesis. So just try to be besader the Indian a little bit. Rav Papa, the Maskanas HaGemara, which is Pashas, the Maskanas HaGemara, which is Shitas Rav Papa, Pshana Rav Nachman, that both, everyone agrees. The Rashbam and all three Pshat and Taisis all go with one Pshat. We'll see maybe later on, some Rishonim learn a little differently. But in these four Pshatim, there's one Pshat and Rav Papa. Rav Papa learns up that the Pshat and Rav Nachman saying was, Ein Gezel Baal Dekel, that the Baal Dekel, even though the Halacha normally is, that anything gets Oyla Min HaGeza, anything gets Oyla from over the karka, the halacha is any branches that come out, any trees that branches off, go to the Baal Ivan. But by a dekel, it's different. The fisha in Maitzi Geza, since the derech of a dekel is not to be Maitzi Geza in that place, Rashbam explains that the dekel, the branches grow higher up. It doesn't usually branch off from the bottom of the tree. So therefore, the lekech is Masiach Das. The Keach doesn't think he's ever going to end up getting anything from that Geza. So even if it does come out such a thing, it's like Shriach, he doesn't have Das on it, and therefore it doesn't go into the Mekach, and the Meicher could keep that Geza. Now there's a din by a Dekel, is different than any other tree. Other trees, it's more of the Derech for something to come out of the trunk of the tree. Mashaykin by a Dekel, it's not normal for the Dekel to have such things, and therefore the Keach doesn't have Das on it, and since he doesn't have Das on it, so therefore it doesn't go into the Mekach. Because obviously, it's before over here that a mekach on two ilanis is not fully. It's not that he owns the trees legami. When someone buys something and something comes out of it, whether it's shchiach or not shchiach, it belongs to him. If someone buys a karka and all things start growing from the karka that are not shchiach, it belongs to the baal karka. The kinyan of shtei ilanis is just a kinyan peiris that he has to on these ilanis that he could use the peiris of these ilanis in the baal sadas sada. And anything that doesn't have dust on doesn't go into the mekach and it remains by the baal karka. That's the beer of Rav Papa, and that all the Rishonim on the page are upon him go. That is what the Maskanas HaGemara. That's what Rav Nachman meant. The Machlokes starts. What exactly Rav Zeir? The Gemara says Sover Rav Zvid the Meimer. What's Pshana Rav Zvid? Rav Zvid says Sover Rav Zvid the Meimer in the Gezel Bal Dekel. Kiva the Kiva Dol Michbar L'Sharish Koi Asuchi Masach Taite. So Rashbam explains that this Rav Zeir understood that the Meimer for Rav Nachman meant something was a different svara. That the reason why by a Baal Dekel, the halacha is that you don't get the Geza, is not because of what Rav Papa said, because it's not the derech for a Dekel to be Maitzi Geza, but the Svara is that the Dekel, we had before in Daf Pei, the Dekel and the Erez, these two trees, after they dry up, other trees, if you cut them, they can grow again. Dekel and Erez, once they dry up, it's finished. They don't grow anymore. So therefore, since the Dekel can't regrow, so therefore it's much less of a chance that it's going to end up being Moitzi Geza. Be Moitzi from the Geza, because it has a much shorter lifespan, since it could dry up and then it's finished. Other Ilanis, even if they dry up, you could restart them again, and therefore there's more of a chance, there's more of a lifespan, has more of a chance that it'll end up being mighty Ilanis from the Geza, mighty branches from the Geza. And on that, the Gemara has the kasha that the Mishnah's mashmanalik that maskefar a pup of a kainish de Ilanis, the michbar of Mishnah Kaimi, Tana the Eshla Geza, and the Rashbam explains, with the Mishnah's mashma, any two Ilanis, it's mashma even to call him. The Mishnah's, the steamers on Mishnah, is mashma not like Rav Zvid's pshat, it's mashma even a dekel. And on that, answers Rav Papa, no, that the svara is a svara dafka because the dekel doesn't have Geza, and the Rashbam explains that since the reason why you're not getting it is because Gufa, it's not the derech to Mighty Geza. Therefore, it makes sense that the Mishnah, when it says Bestimus, that you get it, it's not because Dekel, since Dekel is not one of those trees that normally are Mighty Geza. If the Sfar is just like a Rav Zvid, because of a side reason, because a Dekel doesn't live so long, so then there's no then the Mishnah should have spoken out that Dekel is different. Mashiach, if the reason why you don't get it is because it's not the derech to Mighty Geza, says the Rashbam, then it's not. It's not a kasha why the Mishnah didn't say it. And then the Gemara goes on and answers that how does Rav Zvid the Maisa answer? So it says the Gemara that the Mishnah is talking about a case where you sold it for 5 years. That Rashbam explains that even if the Ilan dies, you can replant another one. So over there, the Lekech is not Mesiach Das. But over there, even by a Dekel, even if it dries up, you can replant another Dekel. And therefore, he has a tzad that maybe he'll end up getting something that he's might see from the Geza. That's the Pirush Rashbam. So in the Rashbam's pshat, Tosis is not happy, first of all, he doesn't like that if Rav Papa had shver, that the Mishnah should have spoken about Dekel also. He doesn't like the Rashbam's svara, why the fear of Papa, the Mishnah doesn't have to speak about Dekel, since it's not the Derech, that's enough for a reason. If Rav Papa held that the Mishnah by being Sosim, and says Akainish Deilon is not being Koyel, is Koyel, is Mash, but it's Koyel Dekel also, then Rav Papa should have the same problem with himself also. And Tosis also doesn't like the teretz in Rav Zvid. What the Gemara says, the Zav Mechamishanim asks Tosis, he doesn't understand how could, if we spoke at Mefurish that for 5 years, if it dies, I could replant it, and after 5 years, not. Then how could the Mishnah write that a Kodesh Deilonis is Ein Lekarka? Kodesh Deilonis Ein Lekarka means that you can't replant it over. And the Mishnah over here on the same din says that a Kodesh Deilonis is Ein Lekarka. So how can we say that the Mishnah is talking about a case where he spoke out that he could be replanted over? That means it's Yesh Lekarka, upon him for 5 years. So to answer the second question of Tosfos, and there's two drachim in the Rishonim. Rabbi Yoina says that Ein Chanami. The Mishnah in the case of Ein Lekarka is talking about what he didn't say to Zav and the Chamishonim. The Mishnah is speaking out that there are cases where he has where someone that is Kainish Deilonis is Getza, Yetzim and Ageza, and that case would be by Zav and the Chamishonim. The Mishnah is saying that there are some cases of Kainish Deilonis where you get Yetzim and Ageza, and that would be by a case of Zav and the Chamishonim. In the Chanami, the Reish of the Mishnah is not talking about a case of Zav and the Chamishonim. Just this line in the Mishnah is saying that there are cases where you get Yetzim and Ageza, and that would be by Zav and the Chamishonim. And the Ramban, when he breaks down this Mahalach to answer in the Pshan and the Gemara's Teret to Zav and the Chamishonim, he says that maybe, I can say a little different, it's not so much like that in the Rashbam, that the Mahalach is that the Meicher was master in the Lekeach, that he sold him two trees, and he was master to him that within 5 years, if these trees die, he will go and replant them trees. That was he will go and replant them trees for the first 5 years. Now says the Ramban, Afal Pikein, it's still going to be a difference between two trees and three trees. By two trees, the Halacha is that, of course, during the 5 years, the Meicher will give him will replant them trees. But after that, once the trees die, he doesn't own any karka. He has no schus in the karka. Masha'en came by three trees, so the Meicher has asno that he has to give him new trees for the first 5 years. But after that, he's on his own, but he owns the karka. So there's the Mishnah's lashon of Kainish Shnei Lanas Ein Lekarka works even though the Meicher made up that he's going to replant him for 5 years trees, but it's not a stira to the din, to the stam das, that by two trees he doesn't have karka, and three trees he does have karka. Feed the Pashas Mashmoy Sarashbam that he spoke at Mefurish that you could replant it for 5 years. So first of all, by by shtei lanas, he has karka for 5 years. And by three trees, if he spoke it out when he was claiming the three trees, also la halacha l'chayru would be that after 5 years, he can't replant. So there will be no difference between two years and 3 years. So explains the Ramban that when the snow wasn't that for 5 years, you could replant. The snow was that I'm going to re-give you trees for first five years. And therefore, it still makes sense for the Mishnah to be mechalik between the stam das of Akainat Shtei Ilanis and Akainat Shleishi Ilanis. But Kol Panim, Tesis goes on, and he says another pshat, similar to the Rashbam pshat, V'derulay Beit Tam, that when Reb Zvid understood that where Nachman said Dekel was lav dafka Dekel, was anything that's not Gizay Machlef, like the same svar as the Rashbam, that anything that's not Gizay Machlef, he's Masiach Das, because he doesn't think, since it doesn't have such a long lifespan, he doesn't think that he's going to end up getting anything that's Yetzim and Ageza. And the Rabbi Tam explains that this is Koyel not only a Dekel, who had an Arozim, and who had an any Elon that was already cut once. Once it's already cut once, and the Gizah was Machlef once, it won't do that again anymore. So therefore, it's Koyel not only Dekel, it's Koyel a lot of Elonis. And on that, asks Reb Papa that the Stam Mishnah is Mashma, not like that. The Stam Mishnah is Mashma that it's Koyel only Elonis. The kasha was only that should have said Dekel. That Rabbi Tam said that wouldn't be a kasha, just Dekel. But if we're saying that it's not only Dekel, Dekel's lav dafka, it's more than any Ilon that's not going to be Gizay Machlev, since that's Koyel so many Ilonis. So then it's the Lashon HaMishnah is very sussim. It should have spoken out that there are a lot of Ilonis that don't have a din of Yetzim and Ageza. And on that, Ed says, Reb Papa, no, we're talking about only a Dekel, dafka, Dekel, but a Dekel, it's not the Derech. And the Rabbi Tam explains that the Pshat in the Gemara's Teretz on Rav Zvid, the Zav and the Chamashanim, that means that since he sold him for 5 years, it's a new Svara, that since I sold you something for 5 years, B'derech Chlal, the Ilonis are going to last for 5 years. If I sell you, I make Agbola, I'm only selling to you for 5 years, that means after 5 years, I want them back. So it's B'derech Chlal talking about trees that last for 5 years. So in a Mechira that you sold it for 5 years, over there you will get a Yetzim and Ageza, since we assume that these trees are going to last for 5 years. So that's the second pshat, that's Rabbi Tam's pshat. Then there's a third pshat tesis that Rabbi Tam brings from the Fishita Sarach. We're going to skip it over, we'll get back to it afterwards. But to say over the Ri, since the Ri is very doymet, the Rach's pshat is a whole new mahalach of the sugya. Bring the Ri's pshat. The Ri goes also with the Rashbam's pshat. This is one small difference, that the Ri holds that he's chaylik la'alocha with the Rashbam in this tekuda. He holds that Halacha of a kainish teilonis ain't like karka, that once the tree finishes up, I can't replant to buy replant new trees. Is not only that I can't replant new trees. Hu adin, if the tree dries up, I can't cut it to make a gizay machlef either. That also is like bringing in new trees. That's like bringing new trees, and that kainish teilonis doesn't have a right to do that either. So therefore, says the Ri, that Reb Zvid came along and he learnt up Shana Reb Nachman was that the reason why Dekel you don't get is because a Dekel is not the Derech, it's not normal for it to be Meitzi Geza because it's Loi Shriach. Because since it's Engizai Machlif, like the Rashbam learns, on that Esther Papa, a Gevaldi Kakasha, that the Mishnah, anytime you Kainish Deilon, as Talacha is, that the Lekech will never be able to have the Maila of Gizai Machlif of the tree regrowing back, because to make the tree regrow back, also the Lekech has no right. So therefore, Esther Papa, a Gevaldi Kakasha, about Kainish Deilon, as the Mishmal Mishrash Kaimi. We're going to throw out these trees. He has no right to go cut them down and be gizaymach and let it go and regrow again. So therefore, ask your papa that every single Elon, but the Keach Shailonis is just like a Dekel. There's no difference between Dekel and any other Elon. So how can you tell me a special did by Dekel? It's negative the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that all Elonis, halacha is, you get gizaymachlif. And on that, answers to Gemara, the Zaman Chameshanim, that's talking about a case where he sold it for 5 years and he has a right. That he has a right to let it go and cut it and let it regrow for 5 years. That was Asna B'Shas HaMekach. So that's why over there he has a Ilam and Ageza. Masha'egi by a Dekel, it's not Shaykh. There's no such thing. So therefore over there by a Dekel, you don't get it. That's the Gemara's Teretz on Reb Zvid's Shita. So those are so far three Shitas Pshat in the Shakvatari of the Sugya. Now there's a new Pshat from the Rach. Rabbi Tam is a farash of Yishitas Rach. In the feet of Rach, Taisa says that you have to take out the Girsa. Some Rishayim do it without taking out the Girsa. The Rimagashlan is this way also in the Sugya. That Reb Zvid understood Reb Nachman's din of Dekel Ein Ageza in a whole different way entirely. Different than Reb Papa, different than the way the Rishayim were going till now. Reb Zvid understood that what he meant to say was that the Moicher doesn't get Ha'ilam and Ashrashim. And therefore, you can't say Ein LeGezel Baladekel. Yep, that's why Tosfos says you have to switch the gears. Say Ein LeGezel, you can't say Ein LeGezel Baladekel, because he doesn't hold it. It's not true. That's not what the Mechuvah of Rav Nachman's memory. The Mechuvah of Rav Nachman's memory is that the Moicher doesn't get the Ha'ilam and Ashrashim. That he doesn't get whatever comes up in the Shrashim, the Moicher doesn't get. And the Svara is, Kivadol Michbar L'Sharish Koi. Since it's Oymed for the Lekeach, after it dries up, he's going to pull it out from the Karka, and he's going to take it out with all the roots, and he's going to pull out the whole Elam with all the roots. So therefore, the Moicher won't be able to get this tree that's coming up from the roots. The Moicher wouldn't end up, he's not going to end up getting any payers from it anyhow. Since the Moicher is scared that the Elam's going to dry up, and the Lekeach is going to take the Elam out. The Lekeach is the Bailam on the Elam. He'll take the Elam out for the wood, and he's going to pull up the whole Elam, and with that, he'll uproot the tree that was attached, that came up from the Shrashim also. Therefore, the Moicher is Mesiach Das from it. And therefore, the Halacha is that the Moicher doesn't get this tree. And he leaves it for the Lekeach. He's not Mashiach to himself, this tree. And it goes into the Mekach of the Elon. When the Lekeach was claimed in the Elon, he gets the Schus to get the Oilam and Ashrashim also, since the Moicher, anyhow, doesn't have too much from it. And Tosfos says that Lefi this Svara, Dekel is totally Lav Dafka. It's nothing to do with Dekel. It's all Elonis. And Tosfos says that's why Reb Zvid says Sabar Reb Zvid LeMeimar. And the Marsha explains that the feed of other Pshatim, it's a little interesting. Why does the Gemara say Sabar Reb Zvid LeMeimar? It's mashed, but the Gemara seems to answer Reb Zvid from the Kasher of Reb Papa. And the Gemara says a nice teretz to Reb Zvid. He learns the Mishnah Zaman Chamashanim. So there's no reason why Reb Zvid's Pshat can't remain the Maskana. The Marsha explains the feed of this Pshat, it's very good because the feed of this Pshat. The whole Lashon of Nachman is Lav Dafka. Rav Nachman said Dekel, and he learns that Dekel means any Elon. So that's why it's only a half a meter for Rav Zvid. That's what Rav Asha explains, the Fidus Pshat of Tosfos. That answers the Gemara. So Rav Papa argues. Rav Papa asks for the Mishnah, and he argues, he learns like how the other Rishonim learn, in the Gezabal Dekel, Fishay Moitzi Geza. And the Gemara answers, Rav Zvid Kashma Sisin, and the Gemara answers, the Zavin L'Chamashanim means that the Meicher told the Lekeach that you only have these trees for 5 years. After 5 years, the trees go back to me. And therefore, the Meicher knows that the Lekeach won't be able to pull out the trees. He has no right to pull out the trees. He has to leave them in the Karka, because after 5 years, they go back to the Meicher. And therefore, the Meicher is not Mesiach Das from anything that comes from the Shrashim, because he knows that after 5 years, everything goes back to him, and the Lekeach has no right to uproot the trees. If he cleaned the trees, l'chalutim, so he has a right to pull the trees out of the ground after they dry up. After the trees dry up, he has a right to pull them out of the ground with all the roots. Masha'ekim, once he's zavin l'chamashanim, it's only a mechir l'zman, so therefore the lekeach has no right to walk off with the trees. He has to leave them there because he goes back to the meicher after 5 years. So those are the four pshatim that we have in the sugya on the page over here. Now there's Rabbeinu Yoina goes, after he brings down different pshatim in the sugya, he says that what he likes the best, he goes with the pshat that we just finished from the Rabbeinu Tamsh, from the Shitas HaRach. The Rimagash goes like this. He just uses the Ri together with the Rach. And he learns that Rav Zvid in a Hanami was talking about only Dekel. Rav Zvid, not like Tosfos says, that Lefidus Pshat Dekel is Lav Dafka. We're talking about Dafka Dekel. And the reason is, by a regular tree, even though the Halacha is that once it dries up, the Meicher will, the Lekeach will come and take the trees out of the ground, but he doesn't think that the tree will dry up. He doesn't think that the tree will dry up. It'll be here for many, many years. And the Olam and Ashrashim, the trees that come up from the Ashrashim, will grow Paris. And it'll be able to eat these Paris. There's no reason for him to be Mesiach Das. Dafka by a Dekel, where a Dekel, the Aloch, the Metzias is not Gizei Machlif, so he's worried that eventually, in a few years, it's going to dry up. It's not Gizei Machlif, like any other tree. And the Kech will take it out of the ground and walk off with it, and he'll never ever get anything from having the trees of Olam and Ashrashim. And on that, asks Reb Papa, same thing as the Ri. Maskev or Reb Papa, that's not true. Every tree is like that. Because every tree, once the tree dries up, he has no right, the Lekeach has no right to go and make a Gizlei Machlef. And therefore, once it dries up, he's going to pull it out of the Karka. He has no right to replant it over. He has no right to make it regrow. And therefore, once it dries up, any tree is the same exact as Dekel. He'll have to come and take it out of the Karka. So therefore, says Reb Papa, if you were right with your Svara, then every tree should be like that. And therefore, the Mishnah is not like that. And on that, answers the Gemara, the Zav and the Chamishanim, that he sold it only for 5 years. And therefore, after 5 years, the trees go back to the Meicher, like Tosfos explains. And therefore, he has no right, even if it dries up, he wouldn't be able to walk off with the trees. He would have to leave the trees in the ground. So those are the four main pshatim. The sugya we just said over Rabbeinu Yoina put the Ri and the Rabbeinu Chananel together. Then there's the Rambam that speaks out. He has his own pshat in the sugya Ayin Sham, but he just speaks out that the Rif is mashpat our whole sugya, and therefore he says that it seems that the Rif learnt maskanak upon him Rapapa, where Rapapa explained to Rav Nachman ein legezel bal dekel lefi she'ein moitzi geza. Doesn't mean anything. It just means that the metzias is, it's just a fact. It will not be mitzi geza. Therefore, it's not negeya. It's irrelevant this din by dekel, since it's not mitzi geza. And therefore, says the Rambam, there's nothing for the rift to bring down. You'll see yourself that there's nothing will ever come out from the geza. It's just a metzias of the tree. It's not coming to say any halacha. And therefore, that's how the Rambam learns pshat in the rift, how the rift understood what Rav Papa was saying. And it comes out that Rav Nachman was just saying an observation, something in Akhtina on a metzias that he knew that a dekel doesn't have anything ever that comes out from the geza. But there's no din. There's no din halacha l'maisa that we could take out from here. And therefore, the rift didn't bring it down. So the Gemara goes on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if someone's kind of shloishi lonis, he is kind of karka. And how what is he kind of? He's a kana, he's kind of tachteim. So the Gemara explains, Amar Abchiyah Ba'ab Rab Yechanan, Hariz HaKana Tachteyem, under the branches of the tree, Ubenayan, in between the branches, V'chutza Lan, Kimloy Eir of Esalim. And around that, even past where the branches go, he has a little room to go and to collect the payers, like the Shir of Eir of Esalim, like someone that collects to Einim with his basket, how much space he needs to go around to be able to collect the fruits from his tree. On that, the Gemara brings a kasha from Rab Lozer. Maskev Lo Rab Lozer, Hash Tederech Einloy, Madach the halacha is that someone that has shloish shilonis halachas, he doesn't get a derech. Oyev salo yeshloi, he doesn't have a right. We don't say that he has a schus to have a derech to get to his trees in the other person's karka. He has to go and buy himself his own derech from the person. It doesn't go into the mekach automatically that he has a right to have a derech in the sada to go to his trees. Definitely doesn't have the schus of oyev salo to go walk around the trees to collect. A derech is much more important than oyev salo. And afal pikin, you don't get it. Sure, you don't get oyev salo. And he explains derech einloi the arach riti, that since the karka is a whole different, he bought himself a piece of karka in the middle of his field, so therefore he doesn't get a derech. Arivisalo yeshle. So on that, Reb Zeir says, Amr Reb Zeir, b'divra abenu nilmad shloishu the einloi derech. Hashnaim yeshle the amalei ba'arad yidoch kaimi. He says that mashma b'divra abenu that dafka shloisha doesn't have derech. But two does have a derech. The amalei ba'arad yidach kaimi. So Rashbam is mazber. What's the raya? What was Reb Zeir's raya from Reb Lozer that Reb Lozer holds that two kodesh teilonos has a derech? And Rashbam is mazber because since Reb Lozer explained that the reason why by shalosh you don't have a derech is because it's arach ritihu, because he has his own karka by two ilonos where you don't have your own karka, where all you have is a shibud in the sada to keep your ilonos there. So then you were kind of schus in the sada for all the tzrochim that you have for your ilonos. You don't have your own karka, you're a guest by the other person, and you have a schus by the other person for anything you need for the ilonos, which includes a derech. So this Rashbam explains that Reb Zeir came from the lashon of Reb Lozer. If you look at Tosis, the Ramasul be divrei Rabbeinu Nilmad, Tosis says a whole different pshat. Tosis says the raya is that the svara that Reb Lozer is before, that there's more of a svara they have a derech from Erev Esalai. And he says that from the fact that it says that by Kodesh Tei Lonis, halach is that you have a right to let your branches grow, Higdudulah Yeshafa, so that if a person has a right to let the branches grow onto other person's karka, that it's Pashat Kolshkin that he has a schus of Erev Esalai. And if he has a schus of Erev Esalai, then Kolshkin, he has a derech, since we see from Reb Lozer that a derech is more of a svar, more of a tzairich than Erev Esalai. That's what Tosis explains. And the Marashal says that L'chayro, why did Tosis learn like the Rashbam? The Rashbam is such a pashat pshat in the Gemara. So the Marashal explains that obviously Tosis didn't have the girsa. He didn't have the girsa in the Gemara, this haisafa, that derech einle da arach riti. He didn't have this girsa in the Gemara. And therefore, we don't see anywhere in the words of Reb Lozer the reason why he doesn't have a derech. And therefore, Tosis has to explain a whole different pshat in the sugya. But if you look at the Shita B'Shein the Teisa Rosh, it's before he did have the Girsa. The Rosh explains that it wasn't, these words were a Hezbron, Pshan, and Reb Lozer. It was a Gemara explaining what Reb Lozer said. Reb Lozer didn't say it himself, so we could never prove from this Lashon any dinner. Reb Zeir had no right to prove from this Lashon anything what Reb Lozer holds, because it was just the Gemara explaining Reb Lozer. It wasn't Reb Lozer himself that said it. So those are the two Pshatim why Teisvis didn't learn the Pshan and the Gemara like the Rashba. The Gedulei Shmuel is just Moisif that the Rashbam Rashbam has a very nice pshat in the Gemara. We don't need to give any hesber why he didn't learn like Tesis, but he just speaks out that the Rashbam on Daf Ayin Aleph Abed Aleph, when the Gemara brings down our Mishnah over there, the Rashbam the Ramaska Rezel Loy Kona Karkar by Shtei Ilonis. You're not going to karka. Rashbam says Beineim Vichutzalehen. You're not going to karka in between them, and you're not karka Chutzalehen, which is the chayr the din of Ayir Vesali. It's before in the Rashbam, not like the din, not like Tesis, that he beemes holds by Shtei Ilonis. He beemes not going to Ayir Vesali. But here's Dan that you should get a derech, but you don't get Ayur V'Saloi. So therefore, says the Gdulei Shmuel, that the Rashbam Be'emes couldn't learn like Tesis. Well, you wouldn't be able to learn like Tesis, because Be'emes, you don't have the din of Ayur V'Saloi. He doesn't hold of Tesis as Kal V'Chomer, that for the fact that Allah is a Gdulei Yishofer, that he's allowed to let his branches grow, that would be a Raya who Adin that he has Ayur V'Saloi. The Ramban, on our sugi over here, we spoke about it before in Abed Aleph, Rabban asks a kasha that the Mishnah says the halacha is agdilo by shloisha ilonis. The halacha is agdilo yishafe. That by shloisha ilonis, where he's kind of karkar, the halacha is he has no right to cut off to let the branches grow. Anytime the branches grow more than they were b'shas mekach, he's mechuyev to cut them off. And the Gemara is mavur that the reason is because it's going to be to cause a hefset to the bala sada. It's going to cause a hefset to the bala sada. The Gemara tells you the Mishnah before in Daf Chavavam and Beis, Chav Zayin and Beis, that says that Elon and Noitel the Seich Sadech Averi that you could cut it, any tree that goes over into the other person's field you could cut. So therefore, since a Kodesh Shleish Elonis has karka, so therefore the halacha is that you're not allowed to let your branches grow onto the other person's karka. You're allowed to let them grow where your karka is, how much karka you have, but you can't let it grow into the other person's sadeh. So Esther and Ban, the Chodesh should be a different reason why Higdilu Yishafet. The reason should be because if you allow them to grow, the meicher afterwards, the lekeach afterwards will be able to tie it to the meicher that this went into the mekach. This went into the mekach. And the Ramban says, just like the Gemara Rabban Aleph, like the Gemara Rabban Aleph says such a thing, the halach is you have to be koitzitz, anything that's oilam and agezah because the lekeach would tie it as tainah. And the Ramban says that even if you say not like this, the lekeach wouldn't be nemon and the meicher would be nemon, but kaparim, the meicher should tie it to the lekeach that I don't want to have a din Torah with you. I don't want to have a detour with you every minute, and therefore Esther and Ban, why wouldn't that alone be enough of a reason to say that it should have to cut it off? Now it's before in the Ramban over here, L'chayra, the way he asks his kasha, he's coming from the Gemara Amad Aleph. And it seems clear, like we said over from the Ritzvah, that he learned the Gemara on Amad Aleph on the Tzad that he nems on and assumes over here, which he holds la halacha, that the Meicher would be Nemon, the Pshat, he still has a kasha that the Meicher shouldn't go to, should have a right to tie that he doesn't want to go to the Torah with the Lekeach after when it grows. That's very mashvin the Ramban. That's how he learned the Gemara of Amad Aleph also, Kedivrei HaRitzvah, not like the Prisha and the Mishnah Malach come to answer the Ramban. That's the Ramban's kasha, and the Ramban answers that, very nice, that's not a reason why there should be a din of a Gidlu Yishafet, because there's eitzes for that. If the Meicher is worried that the Lekeach afterwards is going to come tighter that he bought more, he could make a fence. He can make a fence. He can build a fence. And then that will be clear that this is how much the Mekeach was. So therefore, says the Ramban, that wouldn't be enough of a reason to have a Gidlu Yishafet. But very interesting, if you look at the Reb Gash seems to learn that is good for the svar of why Gidlu Yishafet. Reb Gash explains the pshat in the Mishnah why Gidlu Yishafet is because of the Ramban's kasha. Because we're worried that afterwards, like Keach would come along and say that anything under these trees belongs to me. It's mashma a little for the Reb Gash, like the Raj, but not like the Ramban, that he would be emes b'nemon. But I can put him, that's how the Reb Gash learns the Gemara. Now, it's clear the Ramban asked the kasha in our Gemara, but it's the first in our Gemara, that's not the reason. The Gemara tells you the Mishnah of Ilan and Naitas Sechsad Chaveir Shakaitis Melim Adeya Malgam Machresha, which has nothing to do with the Svar, it's just because you're being matched to the other person's field. It's very clear in the Gemara, it's not the Svar, it's Sarachi and how the Reb Gash learned our Sugya. But like upon him, that's how the Reb Gash learned, that is the emes, the reason why the halacha is that you have to cut the branches and you can't let the branches grow. And the Rabbeinu Yoino, which seems to also go with the Reb Gash's Svar, he adds that even if the tree only grows Toich Ayur V'Saloi, even if the tree only grows Toich Ayur V'Saloi, which he has a right, the person has a right on the karka, Afal Pikein, the Meicher could tie it to the Lekeach, you have to cut them. And says Rabbi Yehuda, very posh, why? Because since if the afterwards the Lekeach could come and tie it, This is all tachteim. If it grows a little more into the shear of Ayur Vesali, he can say, this is tachteim. And my Ayur Vesali goes even further. So the keach will get much more karka by that. So therefore, says the Rabbi Yehuda, you could cut off even a little more. And the this Rabbi Yehuda will be a nafkamina between the two pshatim, with the pasha pshat in the Gemara, the way the Ramban assumes pshat in the Gemara. The feeder, that's far. There's no reason why when the branches go over the Ayur Vesali, that the Meicher could tie, I want you to cut it off. He can't plant there anyhow. The Maskalas HaGavara is that the Meicher is not allowed to plant there anyhow. There's no reason that it should bother him that the branches go over that place. Only the feeder Ramban, only the feeder Rimagash Svara, that will worry that he's going to tie it afterwards, that the karka belongs to him. So then says Rabbeinu Yehuda, very pashut, that once it grows a little more, he'll now tie it that the Ayur Vesali goes even further, and therefore the Meicher right now has a right to go and tell him to cut it down. But if you look in the Rambam, in Perek Chavtad, Halacha Hey, the Kesef Mishnah on the side of the Rambam there, says not like this. He says not like Rabbeinu Yehuda. And he says it's only after the Ayur Vesali. Because the Rambam is be'emes mashma that the problem of letting it grow has something to do that it's going to bother the lekeach, like to bother the meicher, that's going to go into the meicher's karka and it's going to bother the meicher, he's not going to be able to go through. And therefore the chayyut svar should be pashut, that if it goes into the Ayur Vesali, it's not a problem, because any other meicher can't use the Ayur Vesali. So therefore says the Kesef Mishnah that the halacha is that if it goes into Ayur Vesali, it's fine. So this machlekes Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Kesef Mishnah is totally in two ways how to learn the Mishnah. If you learn the Mishnah like the Riba Gash, then the Rabbeinu Yehuda is far as Chayyur Pashit. If you learn the Mishnah like the Pashta Gemara, like the Ramban seems to assume, then Chayyur Pashit should be like the Kesef Mishnah says. The Rajba asks a very Pashta Kash on our Gemara. The Gemara over here by us says, the Gemara wants, says that even Rabbi Kiva that holds Meicher Bayin Yafa Meicher, that's only things that are there, Shasta Mekach, things that are there, Shasta Mekach, he gives it to Ayin Yafa. But things that are later on going to happen, that are going to cause him to say them, on that the Meicher doesn't give it, that it doesn't go into Meicher Bayin Yafa Meicher, and therefore even the Gemara says that even the fear of Rabbi Kiva, Allah is like Dilu Yishafa. The Meicher doesn't give a right to the Lekeach to allow him to grow his trees over his karka, which will bother him, will be Machish his karka. That doesn't go into Meicher Bayin Yafa Meicher. And the Gemara brings a raya. The Gemara says, "Bilei Meider Rabbi Kiva beIlan Anoitel Seich Sadach Averoi Shakaitzis Mlei Mardeim Al Gabi Amachreisha." Rabbi Kiva's Meider that when there's two people live alongside each other, the halacha is you have to cut it down. So ask the Rashi a very simple, basic question: that's not talking about a meicher and lekeach. The Gemara over here is donning a svar that maybe there's a svar that meicher by and yafa meicher goes even in the case of igdilu yishafa. Maybe Rabbi Kiva argues on that din. So what's the Gemara saying? Doesn't Rabbi Kiva agree to the din of the Mishnah of Ilan Anaita Sech Sadat Chaver Shakaitis Mlei Mardeya Me'al Gabi Amachresha? So the Rashba answers the Ein Echanami. Just the Loshan Mishnah over there is mashba in any case. It's mashba even by a Meicher and Lekeach, where a Meicher sold to someone half the field, and now there's a tree that's leaning over to his field. The halacha is you also cut down the tree. And therefore says the Gemara, L'chay Rabbi Kiva's maskim to this Stam Mishnah, that which is mashba even by a Meicher and Lekeach. The Ran over here has a kasha. The Ran asks that L'chayr and Ergamar, it's mashbeg, dilu yishaf, that you cut off the tree, the branches, it's legamri. It's not mashbeg, and it's only certain branches. Mashbeg, you cut down all the branches. Any branches that go past the place of your karka, that go onto the meicher's karka, you cut. As the Ran, the Gemara now is bringing down a Mishnah that says, you cut this meloy mardeya me'al gabi amachresha. It's mashbeg, dafka meloy mardeya. Now, so if you look at the Yad Ramah on our Mishnah, the Yad Ramah Emma says that's what it means. Igdilu Yishafa also only means Malay Mardeya. The Ran assumes from the Lashon HaMishnah, not like that, but the Yad Ramah Emma learns that way in a Chanami that the whole din is only to call him Malay Mardeya. And if you look in the Rashbam, the Ramasal Gabi Ilma Mi Omar, the Rashbam explains that what's the Hefzer over here? The Rashbam says, Shatzel Ra LeBeis HaShlochen. That for Beis HaShlochen, the Tzel is Ra. It's mashup from the Rashbam, but the whole problem is only by a Beis HaShlochen. And so therefore, the Chayit Pashat, the Ran's Kasha is not Shver. And because in the Mishnah over there, in the Daf Chav Zayin and Beis, the Mishnah says he only caught Mlei Mardeya, since that's what's going to stop the Machresha from going. But the Mishnah says at the end, Beis HaShlochen, Kol Ilon Kereger HaMishkoilis. By a Beis HaShlochen, where the tzel is bad for the Beis HaShlochen, you cut all Ilan Keneged HaMishkelos, which means you cut everything. You don't only cut Mleim HaDeya. So therefore, if the Rashbam seems to learn, the Rashbam explains the problem over here is by Beis HaShlochen, so if we're talking about a case of Beis HaShlochen, so the Ein HaChanami. So then, the Din of the Mishnah, the Avchav Zayin HaBeis, also is that you cut off everything. And Ein HaChanami, in a case of Moichar and Lekeach, which wouldn't be a Beis HaShlochen, the Din would be like the Rama says, Mleim HaDeya. So Ein HaChanami, the Rashbam learns the Lashon HaMishnah by Asik, Yidu Yishafeh, like the Ran. It means everything, but it seems to be from the Rashbam that he learns it Dafka by Beis HaShlochen. And the Ran Kinnir learns not like that. He learns Pashas. We're not talking about Dafka Beis HaShlochen. So therefore, ask the Ran this Kasha. So the Ran answers this Kasha that Meichar and Lekeach are different than regular two people. Regular two people, whatever bothers him, if it bothers him this much, what bothers him is that it's Machreich you can't go through. So that's how much you have to cut off. More, you have no right to make him cut it off. Masha Enkid, he says, by a Meichar and Lekeach, where he gave him a schus, the Meichar is giving the Lekeach a schus in his karka, if anyhow he can't give him a full schus to let his branches grow, so he doesn't give him any schus to let his branches grow. And the Zagbal and the Mekech, that he's only giving it to him as much till this place, and growing more, he's not allowed to. Once he's anyhow being Meshayer in the Mekech, he's Meshayer the Gam. The question on the Ran is that L'chayer Im Kain, it's Choluk Meichar Lekeach, and Regel Tu Shutfim, and the Mishnah on the Avchav Zayin, the Ran seems to be saying, is talking about Dafka Tu Shutfim. So therefore, it's going to be Chayzer the Rajba's Kasha. The Rajba had a Kasha that what's the Raya for the Mishnah of Chav Zayin to our case? Over here, we're donning a Svara that maybe there's a Svara of Meichar Bayin Yafa Meichar. And the Rajba's whole teretz was that our Mishnah, the Mishnah of Chav Zayin is Mashba talking about all cases who are Dina Meichar and Lekeach. The feed around, it's not true. The Mishnah is not talking about Meichar and Lekeach. Meichar and Lekeach, the Din is different. We're not talking about a case of Meichar and Lekeach. So Im Kain, how could the Gemara bring a Raya for two Shutfim that are living alongside each other to the Din of Meichar Bayin Yafa Meichar? Sarachian, how the Ran's going to answer the Rajba's Kasha. And the Gemara over here has a discussion exactly Mi Zoyron. Who plants the Eir V'Saloi? Who has the right to plant? Does the Lekeach have a right to plant the Eir V'Saloi, or does the Meicher have the right to plant the Eir V'Saloi? Now the Rimagash, in the beginning of the Sugya, already is Miyasid that. Even though Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Yechonan said that you kind of b'neim tachteim, and you kind of chutzlam k'may ayir v'saloi, but it's choluk b'neim tachteim from chutzlam k'may ayir v'saloi. He says the kinyan of b'neim tachteim, that your karka becomes legami your karka. The kinyan of k'may ayir v'saloi, says the Rimagash, is just a schus that you have in his field, similar to a derech. You have a right to use his field to collect your ta'anim, but it's not that you own the karka mamish. You can't go plant there. It's not your place. So if you look in the Ritva now, Sugya, the Ritva learns that there's goof of the suffix of the Gemara over here. If the Rimagash learned like the Ritva, you have to say that the Rimagash was just saying the Maskana is like Gemara, but the Ritva learned that there's goof of the suffix. The Gemara's suffix is this Ayur V'Saloi doesn't belong to the Meicher, Be'etzem, and the Lekech has a schutz to use this to cut it, to stand there while he's cutting his tree, cutting the pears off his tree. Or no. Or it's the Lekech Legamri, just like Tachteim Menem, that is good for the suffering of Gemara. If it's Legamri his, he can plant there also. He can plant vegetables there. It's his karka. He can do what he wants with it. And the Fizayet, the Gemara, the Maskana comes out that they both can't plant there. And it's the first of the Gemara the whole time that the MS, it's the Meichers. And the whole reason why the Meicher can't plant there is just because he's going to be ruining the Lekech's pears. So the Maskana Zagamara L'Chayr is clear, like the Rimagash says, that it's not a full Mekach on this Karka. It's not Gamri L'Lekeach. It's the Meicher's Karka. The L'Lekeach has a schutz to collect his payers there, and therefore, the Meicher's not allowed to plant there, because that, the Gemara says as far, come a tanfi payer, you're going to make my payer, if you plant there, it's going to make my payers dirty, and therefore, the L'Lekeach has a right to stop the Meicher from planting, even though it's not L'Lekeach's Karka, it's the Meicher's Karka, but the schutz that he has to collect his payers also is enough of a schus to stop the Meicher from planting over there in that karka. The Gemara goes on and the Gemara discusses, Kami hei beinayim. This halacha that three lanas have karka, how much could there be in between these two trees? So the Gemara brings a machlekes. Rav Yosef Amar Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel me'arba amas ad shmeina. From four amas, less than four amas is too close together, until shmeina, more than shmeina amas is too far apart. Rav Aram Nachman Mar Shmuel me'shmeina vad sheish esrei. Don't argue. Rav Yisrael was the first shita from Dalad and Shmaita. Don't argue, because he has a raya from a Mishnah. But the Mishnah before Hanaita is Karmish Sheish Esrei Amal. Sheish Esrei Amal Mutu Lavi Zera L'Sham. If you have a Karim, they have two rows and there's 16 amas in between. then the halacha is that you could plant in between the two rows. Before, that less than 16 would be considered one big kerem, would be mitzurf together. So you see that as long as you're within 16 amas of each other, it's mitzurf together, and it's not considered too far apart. And the Gemara brings over there in the Mishnah, Maisa, Amrev, Yehuda, Maisa, B'tzal, B'echot, Shenotas, Kamer, Sheisha, Sve'am, Al Sheisha, Sve'amo, V'yahoyfech, Sar, Shtei, Shuri, Sotzal, Echot, V'zereh, Sanir. V'shon, Acheres, so V'yahoyfech, Sassal, Mokam, Azereh, V'zorah, Sabor. V'maisa, V'yachachom, V'tiru. That he had a Kerem planted 16 Amos, one row, planted 16 Amos from the other row, and he used to take the Gefanim and push them, push the two rows together into each other in the middle, and on the outside of each row, then there was an empty space over there used to plant. Now the Rashbam Zavur, that in the place where he put the Kfanim in, says the Rashbam, that these Kfanim take away, even though they're not attached to the ground, they're only attached to the ground 16 amas apart from each other, but since this Kfanim is sitting on the karka, and now there's less than 16 amas in between, so Allah is not allowed to plant over there. That has a din of a kerem. We look at that like a kerem, since inside the kfanim are less than 16 amas apart from each other. Even though the roots, the ikra gefen is 16 amas apart, but that's enough to make that there's a din kerem over here, and you're not allowed to plant over there. And Taisus the Ramask of Zereas and near Taisus adds who adin when you want to plant on the other side, you want to plant in the near. Taisa says you have to be marchik dal ramis, but since you are mahapich es hasar and you made it together, that now there's less than 16 amas between these two rows, so that is a din of a kerem, and then you have to be marchik from now even in the near, in the empty space, you have to be marchik from the ikrag funim 4 amas, like the shir hachaka from a kerem. If it wouldn't have a din of a kerem, it would be a gefen yechidi. Taisa says you only have to be 3 tvachim or 6 tvachim, other shittas are. But Akapanim Taisa says that you have to be marked as a din of a kerem, and you have to be marked 4 amas. And now there's a machlekes on this. The Taisa's Arash and Arsugya, and the Rash over there on the Mishnah, in the Mishnah in Kalayim, and Perak Dal Mishatess, and the Rab, they're all mashba, not like Taisa's and the Rashban. They're mashba that when you hoifich sara, it doesn't create any dinim of a kerem. Kerem is totally, it has to be 16 amas, the ikr, the place where it grows from in the ground, that as long as it's 16 amas apart, it's not mitzurif. It doesn't help that you put the branches of the kfanim close to each other. And they learned that he was just hoifich as a sar, but you can't plant, he wanted to have the whole near open, and you're not allowed to plant under the kfanim. It's not mashba from them that it's going to have any din of a kerem. It's going to make a tziruf to be mitzarif the two rows to have a din of a kerem. And the Rosh Hash just asks on Taisvis, and the Rosh Hash later on, that Pegimel but Aleph, they'll feed Taisvis, that you have to be Marchik Dalar Amis, and when you Mahapach is a sarim to the middle, you have to be Marchik Dalar Amis. So Im came, this is very nice, by 16 Amis, and 16 Amis, but the Gemara is before that there are some Shitas that hold, Rebbeir Abshim, and Atolian Shmaina Amis. So ask the Rosh Hash, if you have a kerem of Shmaina Amis, and you Mahapach is a sar, and you push them together, so now you're going to have to be marchik 4 amis from even in the near, you have to be marchik 4 amis, and then you have to be marchik from the other side of the gefen 4 amis. There's not going to be any room to plant before the lehedi l'chayr, that you don't have to be marchik 4 amis from each row. So the Rosh Hash says that in a chanam, you have to say that they're chaylik. This halacha, this chumrah, that you have to be hoifich sar, and the hoifich sar is memayit from the makim, this Rashbam, this Taisus, is a chumra ba'alma, and this Dafka, this Mishnah holds this way, Rabbi Yehuda holds this way, Rabbi Shimon don't hold like that. And the Rosh Hash says that hu adin, l'gabi erasugi, l'gabi the mechir, akoyne shloi shilon is kana karka, he says if the branches come together, that's not going to make them too close together. Even though the branches are the trees, it's Pashat says to Rosh Hash that it's totally in the ikra of the ilon. He says, even though by Kalayim was saying not like that, it's a Chumra in Kalayim, it's not an Ikar Adin. And therefore, when it comes to Meicha Shloishi Lonis, we want to be Meshayer, how far they are, the Shear, how far they are away from each other, we're just going to down with where they come up from the ground. We won't down with the branches. And L'chayra, even without this Rosh Hash, even if we learn that it is Ikar Adin, L'chayra by Ilonis, you could say it's different than Kfanim. Kfanim, it's on the ground. So Akapanim, you could say that somehow is Mamayit the Makim. By shaking branches up in the ear, L'chayr, it's not going to be Mamayit B'chal the Makim. Tzarechim.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or a masechta, please visit our website at chasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at chasilluminated@gmail.com.